God rejoices in his chosen people, February 7. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. If we are faithful and obedient, God will delight in us, and bless us as his own chosen peculiar people. The Lord has joined his people to himself by a solemn covenant, he promising to be their God, and they pledging themselves to be his, and his alone. He declares, I will betroth thee unto me forever, yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness, and in judgment, and in loving kindness, and in mercies. And again, I am married unto you. And Paul employs the same figure in the New Testament when he says, I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. You shall be my delight, your land shall be my wedded wife, for the Eternal takes delight in you, and your land shall again be married. As a young man weds a maiden, so your founder marries you, and as a bridegroom thrills to his bride, so shall your God thrill to you, Moffat.